Over a dozen children are sitting on the floor, listening to bat calls that have been slowed down enough for the human ear to hear. Sunny Rice leads the discussion. She's with the Marine Advisory Program in Petersburg. She explains that bats hear like some whales do, through echolocation.
So can you imagine that when you were the bat, this would be the sound that you were making?
To further explain echolocation, the students gather in a circle for a game of tag. Rice chooses a few of them to play the part of bats, a few to play moths, and the rest of them stand still as trees. The bats are blindfolded and must clap their hands one time. In response, the moths clap twice, sending back their location.
So give it a try, bat, moths, bat, moths, one more time, bat, moths. Okay, trees, you need to be quiet.
Four distinct species of bats have been identified on Petersburg's Mitkof Island. Five species have been found in Southeast. All of them are insect eaters, each one consuming up to 5,000 insects a night. Many of the kids are fascinated with bats. As 10-year-old Alex Holmgren explains, there's a lot of interesting bits of trivia.
They're the only mammals that can fly.
7-year-old Connor Cummins says he knows a lot about bats, and he readily shares what he's learned.
The vampire bat is like sucks blood from some cows and chickens and stuff like that. So they're not so scary, vampire bats. And some eat fruit, and some actually eat just insects. And a lot of people like think that they're swooping down to kind of shrimble their hair a lot and trying to catch and suck your blood. But they're actually just a kid is catching insects you can't see.
Some people are worried they're going to get in their hair.
Yep.
Librarian and local bat volunteer Chris Weiss leads students in a project of folding little origami bats out of black paper.
Now what we want to do is this long edge. You want to fold it up so maybe it's a little less than half.
Students also make folded paper bat airplanes. 7-year-old Lola Slavin is testing out her bat plane to see what adjustments she might want to make.
I'm testing out this bat to see if it's better with the paperclip or without the paperclip. And I think it's better without the paperclip because, one, the paperclip will weigh it down a little, and also because it won't go as far, which isn't as fun.
9-year-old Elisa Tolkachoa has her own reasons for liking bats.
I like bats because they kind of look like cats, and I love cats. And they look like flying cats or mice or hamsters.
But Rice is quick to explain that bats are not related to rodents at all. In fact, they're more closely related to primates than to mice. With this new information, the students leave the library with their paper bats in hand and new knowledge that the little animals play an important role in the local ecosystem. In Petersburg, I'm Angela Denning.